Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast.
So what's up, bro?
A lot of crazy stuff is happening in the world, man.
A lot.
I don't know if I believe most of it.
Have you been keeping up with stuff? First of all, okay, listen, we haven't actually posted an episode since like November.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, have you been like keeping up with stuff? Because I have not.
I mean, I've been kind of because I love knowing about things, but then it just, you get the Alex Jones effect where it's like you start not believing anything, and you know what I mean? I'm just like, dude, I don't know what to freaking believe anymore, you know?
Dude, I know exactly what you mean.
The Russia-Ukraine war happening, and then, you know, it's like obviously the media is spinning this like Russia's the bad guy and Ukraine is just the innocent. It couldn't be further from the truth. But also Russia's not the good guy. And it's just as crazy. And then I just sent you a video this morning of like some lady picking up like slabs of concrete, but it was just styrofoam. You know, they're doing like some cleanup from the wreckage in Ukraine. It's just like, dude.
Okay. There's two things about that. All right. So one, yes, this video, I'll edit it. I'll see how much energy I have to do this. But, you know, this lady is like basically picking up, like you said, styrofoam that's painted to look like rubble in this war zone, right? You're in a war zone. It's like a news camera.
It's a war zone. On a war zone.
Yeah. Quote, war zone. And like there's people or whatever. And then this little lady, no offense, but she's kind of small and she picks up like 5-6 of these like what would slabs. Be like 50-pound, you know,
straight up slabs.
Yeah, like it's nothing, like it's styrofoam. But here's the thing about that. Maybe that could be a fake video, right? Like
that could not even be, dude. This is exactly why I had to stop. Good.
Yeah.
Say it because this is why I had to stop.
The video footage of her picking up these styrofoam blocks in a war zone, quote unquote, film studio, right? Like that's exactly what it could be. And somebody could have just found that from some archive footage or some film. And then they just put a news banner at the bottom and then put it on TikTok and was like, look, they're faking the Ukraine war right now, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. When I saw a video of a guy, he was showing the recent news footage of some bombing, some airstrike or something that happened. And he was like, they aired this during the Iraq war. And he goes back and it's same exact thing. Like it's just placed in a different section, you know, talking about the Iraq war. And I'm like, dude, that's totally possible that they just are taking basically like they use it like stock footage. Like mm-hmm. Whenever a war happens, hey, this was a good shot. Let's use it.
Yep.
Also, that guy could have just taken the shot from the Iraq war and just cut it into this. And is now saying that they're just, you know, recycling. Yep. I'm like, that's it. I'm out. I got to take a break.
Yep. It's question everything, right? Like here's the thing, right? Like all of us get sucked into these traps, right? Like I catch myself all the time getting kind of like sucked one way, whether, you know, if you want to talk politically, right? Like I'll get sucked a little left or I'll get sucked a little right, you know, based off of like the content that I'm consuming at any given period of time, right? Consuming a lot of like, you know, alternative right-wing media shit. Of course, I'm going to start like leaning into more of those thoughts and questioning things from the left more so than the right. But then I'll catch myself consuming more left-wing media and the same thing happens, right? Where I'm now questioning more things on the right. You got to question all this shit, bro. The whole point is for these mega corporations, the military industrial complexes to stoke the fires, all the fires, right? The more fires that are burning, the more cash flow and the more power and the more regulations and laws the military industrial complex get to push through, right? So yeah, stoke all the fires, bro. Racism, gender, you know, the war's fake, you know, this is that, whatever, whatever. But all of them, burn it down. That's what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what was the former CIA director? What did he say?
Which one?
Our mission of propaganda will be complete when the American people don't know what to believe.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't remember the exact quote. I'll find that. But yeah, dude.
I'm just like, I'm there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm there. I don't know what to believe. They talk all kinds of crap about Zelensky. Could be true. They talk all kinds of crap about Russia. Could be true. I don't know, man. I've seen some video of some Russian soldier talking about they found like a human trafficking thing in Ukraine where they were had a bunch of young people, and the ones that were you know, chosen to be trafficked, they, you know, put a bag over their head and stuck them in a van, and the ones that didn't get chosen just got killed right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that could be, I don't speak Russian, dude. They could be putting an absolute fake translation at the bottom of this, and I would be none the wiser.
Yeah, everything is getting fake, man. And like the sketchy thing is with the AI, I mean, everybody talks about this. We've all heard this 1,000 times, like the deep fakes are coming, that this and that are coming. But you know, it's like right now, like with Biden, right? Like he's so old, like he's dealing with this Hunter Biden thing, all these and that, these things. There's all these theories about like, oh, Hunter's going to be, you know, not around soon, right? He can't go to trial, or like Biden can't be here and all this and that. So like they're prepping us for something. And I think that it might not even be something that actually happens. They could just give us a deep fake and be like, oh, look, here's a video of Biden collapsing, and now Kamala's your new president. And it's like, really, Biden, no problem. And they just ship them off to, you know, Fiji.
Easily. Easily.
Yeah.
I saw a video this morning of this lady, you know, it's a movie, and they have, you know, her saying whatever line, and then they just AI'd her saying a different line. And I would never be able to tell. They AI'd her speaking in a totally different language, and I would have never been able to tell if they didn't show like the graphic of like, here's how we face mapped it, and then here's this, and then boom. Like, that's it, dude. It's done.
Did you see the video with
my eyeballs? It's done.
It was, I think it was a Morgan Freeman video that was going around, and it was like, you know, I am not Morgan Freeman. And then like the background started changing, and like he was doing this whole long speech as Morgan Freeman, and like his face started changing. It was all AI generated. Like he started morphing into different people.
Yeah.
Like
they got a Tom Cruise one. That's crazy. Some guy that deepfakes Tom Cruise all the time. And it's just nuts.
Yeah. It's nuts. Coming, dude. It's coming. And the crazy thing is they'll be able to do that to anybody. Like it'll be weaponized like everything else. So, you know, you step out of line, they'll just be like, oh, look, here's a video of you saying some whatever thing, you know?
Yeah.
And but what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to, you can't defend yourself. Like, we just watched you say that. I'm like,
the problem is like any news that goes through like a mainstream channel, even like these alternative channels that are now mainstream, because like the Daily Wire, for instance, right? Or Timcast or Destiny or like any of these guys, man, they're getting more viewers than CNN, you know, Fox. They are the new mainstream. So even though we say the mainstream and we're referring to Fox and CNN, it's like they're not even. Yeah, the mainstream, it's YouTubers and shit.
Yeah, dude. But it's just, but and then you're like at their mercy too, because if you were to ever, it's like, you know, if our channel continues to grow, or if, you know, we pick it back up and stuff, somebody could easily just be like, oh, I don't like these guys, blah, 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 and then just trash us to no end. And then just like, that's it.
Yep.
You're crushed in the algo, and you're at the algorithm's mercy. You're either at Legacy Media's mercy, or you're at the algorithm's mercy.
The deity of algo, bro. Well, I got to find that. I got to remember what that is, man. It's been so long since I've looked anything up. I've literally taken such a step back from everything, dude. You know what I've been doing lately? Working, obviously, because I'm a freaking hardworking American taxpaying citizen. Fishing, man. I've just been fishing.
getting back out to nature, bro.
Just all the time, every weekend, all my free time. I bought a little canoe and put a little motor on it. I'm just out there, just cruising.
I got a canoe. I built a fence. I got chicken.
Hell yeah. Oh,
whew. Got the coop on the way. Yeah, getting back to nature.
That's good,
man. You have to, though. You got to decompress. You got to get like, I just had to take a mental break. I was just too deep into all the crazy conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy, head man. And it's to the point, kind of like you were saying at the start of this, like I've been getting jaded about everything, you know, where.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's fake.
Yeah, everything.
Ad fake.
Everything I see now, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, dude, this is bullshit.
Yeah, even the fake is fake. Well, I remember I was listening to somebody talk about Russian propaganda and how the citizens react to it. I think it was Snowden when he did Rogan's podcast the first or second time. And he was like, what is it like over there? Pretty sure it was Snowden. I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it was. And he was saying, yeah, everybody knows it's propaganda. Everybody knows what they say on the news is not true, but what are they going to do about it? So their reaction is just like, bah, whatever. Bah, bah, bah. And I'm just like, dude, I couldn't be more there. What am I going to do? They want to, ban something. They want to push something through the Senate or what? What are you going to do? They want to spray stuff into the atmosphere, spray gold into the atmosphere to try to block the sun out like a bunch of idiots. What am I going to do? I'm going to go up there and be like, no, don't do that.
It's funny you say that because I've been actually in the back of my mind thinking more and more about running for local office. Like it started as kind of a joke on this show.
Ah, dude, you could do it.
But I think about it all the time, man. I'm like, dude, man, like, because I hear these stories and maybe it's just bullshit. I don't know. But you hear these stories of these guys that are being elected into these seats that are winning by small margins and they're nobodies, right?
Nobodies.
They're nobodies. And it's like, bro, all you need is a little bit of, it's just name ID.
Yeah.
It's all an election is. Nobody really gives a shit. Everybody's got their team. But like, it's just name ID.
Yeah, and fundraising.
That I mean, yeah, but what do you use the money for? Marketing, name ID.
No, you use the money to pay people to rig the election.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest here, dude. Only rich guys get in office.
Allegedly. But yes.
I wasn't talking about the presidency, guys. That was 100% legit. Yeah. That was 100% legit. He's the most 100%. Popular president of all time.
Always, every time, no matter what, forever.
JB.
Yeah. Obama.
Did you find that quote yet?
No, you know what? To be honest with you, we've been talking and I just keep getting distracted. So I've been looking things up and then disregarding.
Yeah. See, it used to be me. I used to have to sit off camera and try not to get distracted.
Yeah. It's hard.
You guys be going down a rabbit hole. I'm just like,
we need to get a producer. How much do those cost?
Tons.
Tons?
Tons.
They don't have them on like Fiverr.
Probably do, but Fiverr's not $5 anymore.
Right? Nothing is.
I went on there and I was like, what the heck? $300 an hour. Get the heck out of here, dude.
Nothing is $5 anymore. You know, I stopped the other. So normally I make coffee in the morning, right? Because I'm a responsible human being and I bring it in my to go cup, right?
Fair trade.
The other day I had to stop because I goofed and I didn't wash my cup out and I was in a rush. So I just, you know, stopped for coffee. No problem. $4.
Dude, gas is dang $3.79, dog.
That's rough too. I'm not gonna lie.
I have a very long trek to work every day. And my gas, just it going up like 40 cents added $200 to my monthly expenses. I'm like, dude. And then they just raised interest rates, so it's even harder to move now. I'm just like, dude, what is going? And again, this is just like, what are you going to do? Am I going to stop the federal government from fractional banking and just pillaging the economy?
No.
Nope.
But you can get chickens.
But I can get chickens. There you go, dude. And I can elect Jeff Fernandez for office, and he can start, man. First, you get in a local office, then you get in a state senate, then you go state senate straight to Congress, bro.
Straight to the top. Start from the bottom.
Tippity tappity top.
All right. No, but seriously, though, I've really been thinking about it. So, like, don't be surprised one day when I feel a little froggy, because I'm the kind of guy getting these moods, right? I'm getting, like, these habits, but all of a sudden I get froggy, right? And I'll be like, boom, I'm just gonna do something ridiculous.
What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't get elected?
That's not going to happen.
What I'm saying, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? You're going to get in front of a whole bunch of people. You're going to get your brand out there, you know? You're going to put Shadow Band on the map.
Worst thing that happened, I get assassinated. Because wild
stuff. Oh, dude. People are going to hear some wild stuff we've said. They're going to hear,
like, who is this guy, bro?
They're like, oh, man, this Charlie guy said some kind of crazy stuff back then.
They'd be like, this guy's anti-chemtrails, dude. Don't elect him. He's anti-chemtrails.
Hey, especially in your county, dog. You got to be careful. You got the Space Force out there.
A lot of chemtrails over here, too. I'll tell you that. In NASA airspace, there are so many chemtrails, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure. They're about to blast, like, gold nitrate into the sky or something.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing over there. Somebody told me something. I'm not going to say who, but somebody told me that was on the show, and he told me off camera that his uncle worked for some contractor and that they're building a giant facility under NASA over here. Could be crazy.
Don't know what to believe.
Who knows?
Speaking of NASA,
what do you think about them aliens, though?
Bro, see, this is one of the things, right? So for this whole time, I've been like, it's fake.
Another place I had to take a break on.
Yeah.
So I was like, everybody saw the video, that alien in the backyard. I mean, dog. If we're going to go by that's real, then Transformers are real too.
Hey, I'm just saying. But everything's been fake for me lately. But the fact that, here's the thing, here's what I've been putting together. Oh, the meeting will end in 10 minutes. We're going to have to fire up another one in 10 minutes. Anyways, we're not paying Zoom. Fuck them. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, everything's coming out, like, super controlled in a way. It's weird. Like, so Dr. Stephen Greer with the Disclosure Project, right? You're familiar with this guy?
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time, right? Like, I remember watching those videos, like, 15 years ago or whatever, but like he's been making these rounds lately on these podcasts, like the Sean Ryan show and other shows, right? So he's been doing the rounds, and he's got these new whistleblowers, right? I know that this law just passed or whatever that grants, like, you know, whistleblower protections and things like that, so that kind of makes sense. But it's like everything is just lining up, right? And now they just, you know, had this hearing, right? And now all the big channels, the new mainstream, right? Like the Daily Wire's talking about it, right? Like,
Max.
Dude, all these channels on the left are everybody's talking about it, but it's going to be like the one thing, if you look, nobody's really arguing about this like they are about everything else, right? Like, it's not
the... How is this the most widely accepted conspiracy theory all of a sudden? Dude, people are still arguing about chemtrails. They're still arguing about Russia collusion. They're still arguing about Tower 7. All this stuff that we got documents on, the dang Singapore flight or whatever it was that just disappeared. The dudes down in the bottom of the ocean that got freaking smushed and everybody knew about it on Sunday and nobody said anything. But then aliens are here and everyone's like, yeah, sweet, dude.
Yeah, but like nobody's fighting about it. Like nobody's got an opinion. Yeah, everybody's just like, wow, this is amazing, but like nobody really gives a shit. But it's like I hear this, like, oh, it's a distraction, and like I thought that for a while too, like they're just trying to distract you, but nobody gives a shit.
That's what I'm saying. This is why things are so crazy. And it's like, if you're just overexposed to nonsense all day, you can't make heads or tails out of it anymore. It's like I feel crazy watching the news. I'm watching this guy testify about, you know, non-humans or non-organics, and I'm like,
non-human biologicals.
I'm like, I can't believe it.
Like, bro, I
cannot bring myself, and I believe this stuff.
Here's the thing: is they play this tricky word sauce game, right? Like, okay, non-human biologics literally could be like, okay, they may have recovered something that had like bacteria that they just never discovered. or it, not even that. It could be that they discovered. It just says non-human. It doesn't say non-human
biologic. It could be an animal.
Yeah. It doesn't say they never say like not of Earth.
It could have made some chimera thing.
Right. So here's the thing, right?
It could have made a cyborg.
We talked about the MyLabs, the military abductions, right? So like that they still do probably, but they used to have these programs where they would abduct humans using their own UFOs, the secret military industrial complex UFOs. They would use those, they would abduct humans and make those humans, drug them and all kinds of shit and make them think that aliens did it, right? Like a psychological operation on people, right?
Yeah.
And damn, I lost my train of thought. Shit.
So they're probably trying to trick people.
No, like, well, yes, obviously that's always the thing. They're always trying to trick people, but yeah. They're like ushering all this information out. It's so like bland to people, like nobody really cares and all this. And it's almost like they're going to pull a Project Bluebeam, but it's not going to be like aliens attack and we have to come together to fight the aliens, right? Like we all think Project Bluebeam is. What's really going to happen is they're going to be like, oh, there is this rogue element of the government that has high tech. We have to fight them.
Oh, right? The rogue government?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the talking points is, you know, it's a lot of these UAPs are human, man-made, and they're like, oh, is it China's? Is it Russia's? Is it whose is it? Right? We're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. That whole game, like they tested it with Ukraine. Ukraine's a beta right now, right? So they're testing what the reaction is from the public on this war in Ukraine. And they're like, oh shit, it's too divided on like support. It's not like it was back when we did the whole, you know, Iraq shit, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. So it's too divided. They're beta testing that. They're like, no. So what they have to do, they're not going to tell us aliens actually exist because that gives us too much hope for humanity. Oh shit, there is something else. No, the scarcity goes away then, right? They can't have that. So they're going to say, and it's going to come out, watch, oh, there is the rogue element in the military, these secret organizations between Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, the government, whatever, right? These shadow government individuals, we have to go to war against them because they're a threat to national security because they have UFOs and we don't have them. They have, you know, all this advanced technology that we don't have. China doesn't have, Russia doesn't have. So we have to all come together to fight this rogue, invisible boogeyman again.
I think you're right. I think you're right with that. I don't think they're going to have like the populace go against them, but I think that that's how they're going to use like global authority.
Yeah. Global war, global authority, mass reduction of rights.
Because like, they'll be like, oh, you know, with these extraterrestrials or whatever, these non-human biologics, we can't have these powerful agencies operating independently. You know, from the collective good kind of deal. And they're going to have to be like one powerful entity now controls all of the interactions with them. It has to go that way.
Yeah.
It could be, if that's an easy, that's an easy logical step to go. Oh, there's, yeah, the US, some secret, you know, a couple people in the US are dealing with aliens. We got to stop that. Everybody now answers to, you know, Klaus Schwab Jr.
Yep, whoever it is, you know, but it's all I don't know, man. Everything is just too coincidental with the timing, right? If you think about the expanse of time that humans have been here, and even just the expanse of the Industrial Revolution, just for like the last couple hundred years, right? Why is it now, just in the last like 10 years, last decade, has, you know, Elon's doing all his shit with space, you know, all these other billionaires are doing shit in space, you know, the UAP stuff is coming out, all these whistleblowers are coming out, you know, Pentagon's talking about it, Congress is talking about it. It's like all within 10 years. It's like, why now?
Dude, it's crazy. Can I bring it around to like a Bible view of it?
If you can do it in less than 2 minutes, because that's how long we have until we have to restart.
Oh, maybe. I can try.
Go.
So, like, the end that the Bible, well, the beginning of the end is, it lines up with a lot of the stuff that's going on. Israel has to get attacked. They have to be ready to do the temple, which they are. They have all the sacraments. They have the cow. They have all the stuff. They just don't have the hill. The most powerful nations in the world, Russia, the Middle East, and China, have to band together to fight them, according to the Bible. And they have just now signed their pact recently. And they're probably going to boot the U.S. dollar. And then, you know, you have the possibility of a rapture. They have to try to explain that away, because according to the Bible, everything just kind of just keeps going on. And then there's some other weird things that are happening where, like, the sky is darkened for like elongated period of time. They're trying to blast some stuff up into space right now, or up into our like ionosphere or whatever, to block the sun. Man is scorched by the sun in the end, like whatever protective layer we have, or angular, you know, because I know the heat is actually do a lot to our angular positioning. Something gets screwy with that, and it just is too hot all over the planet. So like global warming does happen, but it happens fast, really, really fast. And they're trying to shield us from that. It's like they're making moves to, even though like I know that they would say they don't believe what Revelation says, they're doing things that line up to like hedge their bets against it. Bill Gates bought all that land, all that farming land, and every like just thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farming land, because food will be scarce. Like they're just doing things. And then also, according to the calendar, based off of the Gregorian calendar, or whatever, next year is 2,000 years since Jesus died.
Do you remember? I'm going to take a hard left turn. Well, shit, we got less than a minute. Let's just take a quick commercial break here, and then
take a quick commercial.
We'll be.
Right, I got to join back in. All right, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Okay. Okay, so here's what you made me think of when you talked about, you know, what'd you say? You said that this year coming up or some point is
next year is the 2,000 years since Christ died. He died at 33 years old, so to AD 33, and then it's 2033 next year. And then just to finish that thought, the flood happened just about 2,000 years once we started recording, you know. If we're going off of genealogy, the flood happened. So that was that first great reset. And then 2,000 years after that, Christ is here and dies. And then 2,000 years after that, it's next year.
So every 2,000 years is another great reset. I mean,
look, I just found this out.
Like, I mean, that fits with the, you know, like the Zodiac, if you want to go that route, kind of, right? Like if you think about, you know,
I'm pretty sure the Mayan calendar is based off of that, but there is a weird thing. I can't remember what my thought was that I'll think about it this week. Our calendar might be off. And I can't remember how I figured out that our calendar might be off, but anyway, yeah, we might be off a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, there's something, I got to find it, man. There's something about, man, it's been so long since I've done this kind of research. You know, the precession of the equinoxes, right? You know, and every 2,000 years ish, whatever it is when we're in like a new age, right? And we're transitioning into this new age, the age of Aquarius right now, right? Like, I know it's a little woo for some people, but listen, you know, just hear me out. It's the same thing that you're talking about, how like every seems like this cyclical thing where every 2,000 years, assuming that our history books haven't been totally tampered with and timeline skewed, but just assume it's like every 2,000 years or so this seems to be like this reset in history where everything just gets changed, new religion, you know, new languages, new countries, all this, new currencies.
I mean, that's well documented. Like there are marked changes every 2,000 years. I mean, we didn't really start doing any like hard documentation until like 4,000 years ago.
It's a clock that moves over a very long time span. One period or hour takes roughly 2,160 years, 2,160 years for the sun to move, you know, to where the sun's rise moves to the next constellation. Hmm. So if this rate remains constant, It will take between 25,700 and 25,800 years to complete one full precession of the equinox. So yes, every 2,160 years, we're in a different age, right? Aquarius.
Whoa.
You know, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's kind of crazy, dude.
There you go. Right. But all the, here's the thing, is all the religions talk about like this erase and this rebirth, right? Going back before Abrahamic religions, right? All these mythologies had some form of, you know, the phoenix rising from the ash and whatever it is, like all these different stories, yeah, where, you know, once the age ended and the new age began, there was upheaval and cataclysm, and then everything was reborn and totally new,
yeah,
new system. And I think you're right. I think we might be actually living through that, which is kind of wild to think about.
It's kind of, yeah, because it's wild to think about, because if the Bible is true, if it's not, then who knows? But if it is, yikes, because it's not pretty.
So here's what I was thinking about before the commercial that I actually never even spit out, but I'm thinking about it again. Remember that time we talked to Andreas Exertus and he was like going off about Tartaria, yeah, and history, and that guy was so smart and I couldn't keep up with him for like at all. He, yeah, was ranting for like 2.5 hours.
That wasn't the guy that tried to make us buy his book, right?
No, I don't think so. No, but okay. He said something about like the timelines are off like by 1,000 years. Like we're actually like in,
I do remember that. Yeah.
Right. We're in like 1,023 right now instead of 2023.
Yeah. Did you imagine if we were off that much?
1,000 years off. We're over here thinking that like we're about to hit the end of this 2,000 year cycle and everything's about to collapse. We're 1,000 years away. They're just keeping.
Well, there's a part of the Bible that actually says something about that, where Jesus is telling his disciples, they're like, when is this return going to happen? And he's like, nobody knows the day nor the hour, nobody. And it, like, he says it in a way where it's like, you can't know. It won't be possible for you to know. But when you see the signs, that's how you know you're getting close. So you're not going to, there's no way to calculate it. But then I'm like, okay, we're in like October is the 10th month. You know, like you see, I'm sure you've seen the videos where like our whole notation and calendar is not right.
It's jacked, yeah. And we're like missing a month or a couple of months in the calendar. It's supposed to be 13.
There should be 13 months.
Yeah.
13 months with like 22 days or 23 days. And then the first day of the year is zero. That is the new year. So it's 0, 366 with 13 months, all with even amounts of days in them. And I'm pretty sure one of the guys I saw explaining it, like it, that pushes us.
Okay. So what you're telling me, okay. So it's okay. So we have two theories here. Theory one, yep, your theory is, I mean, not your theory, but the one you're presenting here is that they're basically shaving a little off the end there. They're shaving a little off the top, right?
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah, whether they're taking a month out or, yeah, they're just, is some real white collar crime here. They're real.
It could be, or could just be bad math.
Could be bad math. They just, something's getting shaved off a little bit. And after the course of 1,000, 2,000 X years,
yeah,
now we're hundreds of years off.
Right? Maybe not hundreds, but whatever. It could just be a few. I mean, even if it was just a few.
Right. Could be 24 years off.
Could be 2024.
Right.
Right now. And we don't even know.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So that's the first. See, what I'm thinking is that some point back in history, right? Because how hard would this have been to do back in the day, right? Dude. You know, back in 800 AD or whatever time, how hard would it have been? What they
did was keep the year of the king.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how hard would it have been for like the king and the church and a couple of wars to happen, a few genocides to go down, and then that, now they're just pushing this narrative like, hey, it's actually year 1492.
Yeah. You know,
or whatever.
Which, I mean, once you reset it and you go, okay, now we're in a new age, you go AD, and we're okay, this is year zero going on. Okay, we should kind of get back to somewhere. We know the current, we know since Christ's death, that it's this many years, or since his birth, it's this many years. He died in AD 33. So we know that, okay, we're at least this far away from that point, but who the heck knows truly? Because it was like just going off of people's ages and like however they calculated the time and whatever method of time keeping they did. And a lot of times any reference to stuff was like, yeah, it was in the third year of Tiberius's reign. It's like, when is that? When the heck is the third year of Tiberius, dog? Like, what the heck does that mean?
The fourth.
You know, with your dang sundial, bro. Like, what? You know what I mean? It's kind of great. Next
quarter moon.
Yeah. Oh, dude, exactly. They had fortnights and quarter moons. Right. All this, it's like, who knows? But then once they did our new thing, it's weird. And I don't know why it would be weird. Like, why would they make October the 10th month and September, which is 11, I think.
Because they're just going off is that Greek? Is it Greek numbers or Roman numbers? I don't know.
Do they have a different number? I mean, no, oct is 8.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, oct is 8.
Oct is 8, dec is 10.
See, they're screwing with stuff, man. See, that's what I'm saying. They some point, they jacked it all up, bro. We're not when we are. We're not where we are. We're not on what we think we're on. We're not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what happened? Why would we be like that? You know? Because I understand, like, the math, what they were trying to do was, like, line things up with... I don't know. Neil deGrasse Tyson explains it. He gives a lot of credit to the people that went and they really did the work to try to get as accurate of a calendar as possible. But why? Why would you start the year in the middle of winter when like the new starts in spring? And I think that's how it's always been.
Did we have somebody on the show that talked about this? Because this sounds very familiar to me.
I think
the new year is actually in spring or something.
I think the guy from New York. Can't remember what his name was.
Micah Dank.
Yeah.
Micah Dank. Shout out to Micah Dank. He's hit me up and I've left him on red a few times. But I do that to all you guys, just for the record. It's not personal.
Yeah, either that or one of the guys from Infinite Rabbit Hole.
Might have been.
That came on. But yeah, dude, it's just like, I don't know. This is why it's like, how do you know? What can you do?
Yeah, there's not much you could do, to be honest with you. That's what I've realized. But, you know, like, I miss doing this. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there was some times when we were doing this regularly, you know, and when we started to get a little traction and the views started kind of going up, like I was actually getting like, I felt like a little purpose, right? I was like, oh man, like there's people that are listening to this shit, you know, like
it drove me to kind of take things a little more seriously and also to like try to get a little insular.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, I need to make sure that I know how to do things. Because my worldview is Bible is true. And going based on that, things are going to get, if I don't get raptured first, I'm kind of up in the air on that a little bit. If it doesn't happen, then things are going to get bad for me. Everybody else is going to take the mark and they're going to be chilling. But me and my family and my little kids are not going to fare well. So I got to know how to like tie knots and start a fire and skin animals. And, you know, I'm going to have to get off the grid. Yeah. They're making it very difficult to do that. Spraying everything. There's like no wildlife anywhere in like regular places. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
You were talking about something with the messing with the pollination where you like, you can't grow, like just vegetables won't grow in your yard.
Yeah. They're putting, you know, all these GMOs, man, they're resistant to all these things, right? Like pesticides and everything else. So, you know, it's getting to the point, I forget what seed variety it was exactly. It might've been corn or something, but yeah, they had these seed varieties that were starting to expand into the population of other seeds that they weren't manufacturing, right? It was just, expanding out into the nature.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But with GMOs. Okay. So yeah, but again, who knows if that's exactly what's happening? I mean, we still don't know quite exactly what they're spraying out of the planes, right? Like it could be anything. So they could be spraying like nanoparticulates of biomass that could, you know, sprout GMO, whatevers. You feel me?
Literally, so literally anything. They could just be spraying things to make the ground not fertile anymore. Yep. They could be spraying aerosol things that stay in there, and then they project whatever they want into the sky, and they do their whole, you know, flashing lights and thunder and alien things flying back and forth. Who the heck knows? It just so happens they're blasting. They're proposing to blast the most conductive, a superconductor, you know, gold into the sky. And also it's the most reflective, naturally occurring element or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like, oh, let's just blast a bunch of gold up into the atmosphere and see. Like, dude, okay, they might be telling you they're trying to black out the sun, but they're blasting a superconductor that's highly reflective up into the, you know, atmosphere. I don't even know what sphere they're getting into. If that's stratosphere, ionosphere, mesosphere, like who knows what sphere it is. Who knows what they can do up there?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy that was talking about all the stuff in Antarctica, you hear that, dude?
Yeah.
Holy freaking moly, dude.
Yeah. But he, you know, it's so funny to me, bro, because like we've been talking about this stuff, not just here on this show for the last 2-3 years, right? But like going back, since I was a kid, bro, since I was like old enough to even be somewhat interested in things, like a teenager. I'm reading things about pyramids in Antarctica, you know, secret underground bases in Antarctica, you know, like underground facilities, under ocean underground facilities, right? Under the bottom of the ocean, all kinds of stuff like that. So it's like, well, here we are now. And it's like, oh, Congress. And like, they're acting all shocked. Like, what? You're telling me that we have human or non-human biologics? Oh, my goodness. Like, shut up dude, we've been saying this for 50 years, bro. Shut up, you know.
Yeah, dude, but they'll be arguing about like, Ron DeSantis ran the pole dancing convention out of Florida. It's like, guys, there might be aliens or whatever their weird use of non-human biologics means. They could have they just leave it so open-ended with that terminology. Who knows what we have?
I like your thought about it being like some form of chimera, like some lab creation that these, you know, military industrial complex created.
Anything. It could like, be an insect.
Bro, like, dude, I didn't even think about that. I'm thinking about, dude, okay, here's the thing. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me up right now. You remember Starship Troopers?
Oh, I love that movie, dude. Freaking Rico, baby.
What if those things start coming out like
ground? Put your hand on the wall.
What if things start coming out like ground, dude? What if all these whistleblower testimonies over the last 30 years of these contractors that are building these massive underground cities, right, that nobody knows about? What if they're not underground military bases? What if they're just housing these giant armies of like giant bug creatures from Starship Troopers, and they're just about to release that on the population?
Happens in the Bible, bro.
That'd be a great movie.
That's Starship. What happens.
How many Starship Troopers are there? Two or three? I know there's more than one.
There's only one good one.
That's there's the two, one. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
So Starship Troopers 3 here. Okay, somebody listening. Let's go. Let's write the check. Let's make it happen. Starship Troopers 3 or 4, whichever one we're on. They're coming out of the ground, bro, because the government was making them, dude.
Oh, dude. Could be the Flood, dude. From friggin' Halo.
Oh.
It could be that we did find something, we get infected with it, and now we're turning into something else, dude. That's what the Seraphim are. That's what the Anunnaki were.
That's what the black goo is.
That's what the black goo is, man. Freaking Captain Keys is making deals up there, dog. Halo is trying to tell us.
I do wonder about that, the whole Anunnaki, and like, you know, what if the aliens are the gods of old, right? What if they are the beings that came here and tweaked the DNAs and created us or dropped us off or whatever?
It happened back then, dude.
And what if they do come back? What if they are back? What if the UAPs are? What if it is what they say? What if they are just totally unknown?
We've been saying it, dude. There's a few of the ancient gods that have carried through every single culture. They've carried through.
They just rebrand. Not all of
them. Yeah. Not all of them. Some have, for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they are on full parade now, dude. You've seen how many people have been throwing up the Baphomet? Just out in the open, bro. The lady on the airplane. I saw a video of her. She freaking threw it up. I was like,
the one that coincidence. Karen?
The Karen on the plane is like, he is not real. He is not real. She does the 2 points. Boop. Fingers up, fingers down, dude.
Oh, shit.
Throws up a dang Baphomet. I'm seeing them everywhere, bro.
I need to start watching for these things again, man. I've just tuned it all out. Dude, sometimes crazy, I wonder if I've tuned it out not by my own doing. Because you know they have this voice of God technology, right?
What's that?
Where they can like project your own voice into your head and shit, and like, you know
what?
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this with like Project Bluebeam, right? How they can use sound frequencies and vibrations and all kinds of other technologies where they can literally just like pump thoughts into your mind. They can pump hallucinations. They can make you
something up when we talked about that.
Maybe, dude, they can make you hallucinate with frequencies from a distance. So they could just point the thing at you and you just start tripping. Right. And then they can not only do that, but they can implant thoughts and memories via the same type of. Yes. So at any point in time, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see whatever they want, you know, if you're a target of such things, but they could do that shit on a massive scale. I don't know why I started ranting.
I was talking about that, dude. I don't know, man.
I'm the worst.
No, that's what you just said with the frequency things. The Antarctica guy, he was on that podcast or whatever, and he was saying that thing down there is a giant emitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant emitter.
Yeah, it's like a harp on steroids, probably.
They could just mass blast everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
So, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, I wonder if the me stepping back from the conspiracy sometimes, and maybe this is just me being crazy, right? I might be crazy, but sometimes I'm like, damn, I wonder, like, are they just like pumping out extra frequencies to get people to like lay low, like to stop paying attention to this? Like, is there too many of us paying attention to too many of these things like you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That they're just start like, yo, turn it up, crank that volume up to 11, bro. Start pumping out these frequencies and start dumbing these fools down, telling them, you know, have them just not be interested.
Nah, I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, too crazy.
I think that they want people hooked in on it. I think you've been friggin' neutralizing your energy just being out in the earth.
Yeah, that's what I have been doing, honestly. It's been so nice.
Getting out, getting the sun. You're probably going barefoot places and just kind of like.
Oh, I'm all up in the water, bro. I'm in that salt water coming in. Just like.
All that. And you're, all that electricity is now flowing through you. I thought that stuff was really woo when I first heard about it. But I'm like, dude, the earth is a gigantic electromagnet with all sorts of, you know, ionic minerals and all sorts of things through there. I'm just like, look. I know when I get sun and when I walk around barefoot in the grass, I feel better.
And then they make shoes out of rubber so that you aren't connected.
You're not conductive anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And rubber's not even a great material to be walking around in.
Yep. And then there's metallic particles in the food and water. So, you know, like your body, even if you do get conductivity, like you're supposed to, like, it's not going to travel through your body the way that, you know, God, if you will, is supposed to have designed this whole system to work together. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, like, we've been tampering with the friggin' design.
Maybe it's time, bro. I mean, maybe you're right, bro. I hate to be that guy that says the end is nigh, but like, hey, you know, maybe we have gone too far. The chimeras, the DNA testing, the chemicals and everything, the pollution, the fucking strife and the fighting about stupid shit, you know, the incentivizing you know, promiscuity and you know, these types of things, like our whole society has collapsed, right? So
yeah, well, that's what's interesting too about the timing of everything. It's like, when anytime throughout the scripture when God was going to judge a place, they were just off the wall bonkers evil. I hear Bill Maher make comments about this all the time. It drives me nuts because he's clearly never read the Bible. Or it's just been hidden from him. He can't understand it. Be like, oh, you know, the genocides and all this kind of stuff. Any place that Israel had to go in and wipe out and not leave anybody alive was off the wall, bonkers evil, sacrificing children, putting them in the heat the hands of Molech up and just fry children to make it rain. crazy stuff, rampant. And then this stuff was expanding out into the world. These nations were becoming very powerful. So God, this has to stop. So, oh, why does God let all bad things happen? Well, either he just turns everybody into robots and no one has free will anymore, or people with some sense of good and evil have to go stop people from being evil. There's only one way to stop people from being evil, who are just that evil. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, we should stop frying our children. You're going to have to kill them, especially if they're technically more powerful than you on paper. They're going to be like, no, take a hike.
Yeah, it could just be a culling that happens every few thousand years.
This is what happens though. Like, so these nations, they go off the wall bonkers evil. They go way off the reservation. They call good evil and evil good, and there comes judgment. The weird thing is that now there's not really, like, there was always a group that had a large area to be like, no, we're going to try to be more traditional, more fundamental. England was like that, kind of. I mean, there's always bad things going on, but like, England was that for a bit. The Middle East was kind of that for a bit. You know, North Africa had a little, you know, had some stuff going on. Then they took all the Dutch and they brought them over to America, and it really flourished in America for a long time. And now there's not really anywhere. I mean, Canada is getting off the wall, bonkers evil. America's for sure just glorifying everything that even like non-religious regular people are like, dude, what the heck are we doing? This is weird. This is very weird. Everybody just is in a full, the one thing we can all agree on for the most part is like, things are bad.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're secular or you're not, like, things are way off the reservation. And that's just what we know about. We were talking about baby farms out in Africa and all kinds of there's crazy stuff. I'm pretty sure China still has Uyghurs in encampments. It's like,
nobody's ever talking about that stuff, man. And that, you know, that's, you're right.
There's more slaves now than have ever been. Like, so it's crazy.
It would make sense to me if there was some kind of culling of the human population. You know, obviously I'm not for that in any way, shape or form, but like, it would, you know, if there is these, you know, whether God or gods or some elite, you know, force that's running everything, I don't know, but like, you know, if there's people that are in control of the things the way that I'm pretty sure they are, I can see why they would want to just, hey, we gotta chop this down a little bit, you know, cut that down to like 5% of what it was, and then we'll come back in like another 5,000 years and see what's happening and do it again. You know,
things are getting weird. They're getting really weird, really, really fast. And like, it's getting to the point where it's, you know, it's out of control. Where like, back in the day, you had like local authorities and local people. I say this not to advocate violence, but it was just the way that things were back in the day. You could just kill bad people and you were a hero for it. If there was an outlaw and you saw him, you blast him. And that's it. It's done. Now, if you see an outlaw, you have to go through a judicial system, and he's going to pay somebody off, and then he's going to run his whole ring in jail. And it's like, if you were a corrupt politician, somebody just walked up to you with a dagger and stabbed you in the stomach and you're dead. No more corruption. Now the next guy, you know, has his chance to be corrupt or not. And if he is, somebody's going to come in and put poison in his drink. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, if you were a bad person, you got outed. You could be bad for a while, but eventually you weren't in office for 70 years being evil. And then nobody can do anything to you. And then your kids or whoever you elect or whoever the next person is that's under you comes in and does another 70 years of corruption and whole families of, like, no, that's not how things existed. You had like one guy or a group of people and then they would die. They would get killed. Now you can't do that. You just have, how long have the Schwabs and the Bilderberg and the Rockefellers and the Morgans, and how long have they been going?
Well, that's the thing, is like, even those people, like, that we know their names, I think that those people, even like, even if they drop dead right now, like, somebody else would just fill their space.
Yeah, they just come right in, dude. They're not losing any sleep over George dying.
Yeah, this shadow government, I think once they figured out back in probably, like, I don't know, like the 40s, maybe 40s or the 50s, probably they figured out that they had the ability to just create their own breakaway civilization. You know, we have 10 minutes left, by the way.
Yeah.
So they realize, oh, we have technology that we can keep secret. You know, we have weapons that we can keep secret, all these things. Like, we could just make our own civilization apart from the rest of these schmucks that live on Earth, right? And that's what they did. And I think now that it's been like 80 something years or whatever, you know, they've got it, bro. They probably have fleets of UFOs. They probably have all kinds of crazy clones. Think of every freaking movie you've ever, you know, in Star Wars, the Emperor is making the clones, right? And dude, like, it's so
prophetic,
dude. Those movies are so good if you go back and watch them. I just watched all of them recently, and it's like, you know, when you really sit there and you think about like what the Emperor was doing, you know, he had the clones that he was creating, right? But he was also utilizing the Trade Federation's battle droids. And like, he was the one orchestrating those two armies. Essentially, they're both his armies to fight, right? And then
he made the bad guys and he made the good guys.
And then he takes
the good guys, fight the bad guys.
Yeah.
The good guys, the bad guys. And then killed the real good guys.
It's exactly what I think that is happening right now, but not like our government. You know, Biden's not doing this, right? Like, Trump wasn't doing that. Obama's not doing this. Like, they're
middle managed.
They're middle managed. The shadow government, though, they're the ones that they have their own civilization. Non-elected
officials.
Yes. They have their own civilization. And a lot of these people are corporations. It's not even government. You know, everybody says government because it's easy in the conspiracy world, but most of it is corporations. When you talk about like Raytheon, right? What department in Raytheon is super black budget off the books that even like the CEO of Raytheon has no idea it exists?
Yeah. And also, who's got the chokehold on all manufacturing, you know, like
right.
Johnson & Johnson or General Mills. They own everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure General Mills is even like middle. There's someone that owns even more than that. And it's like, you just go up the chain to like, oh, that's the company that actually runs 400 of the largest companies in the world. They say what to do. The same way that a business, this is what China, this is why every nation is going to become like China. They run their government like a business. The whole entire government system is a business. If you do not meet the expectations, you are out. Everything goes back to the top. When you're in a job and you start doing something, your employer, and you know, and you're on the clock, the employer needs to make a cut of that. You know, you're not like tinkering in the car on something on the side and the government's not getting their piece of it. You know what I mean? And they micromanage everything. You know, oh, well, you know, you're using our resources to it's exactly what China does. You cannot start a business in China without them, you being in bed with the government, period. You're not just like, oh yeah, I applied for my things and they're going to leave me alone and I'm going to pay my taxes and go about my business. That's not how it works. And that's what we're moving toward. And that's how companies are. Every nation is going to be run like a company.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that was actually a plan that was set in motion a long time ago too. I think that this whole nation state thing that we've been doing for the last like couple hundred years, I think was a beta test as well. I think that these overseers, right, that they were kind of, they wanted to beta test, like, you know, how does communism work? How does socialism work? How does, you know, republic work? All these different things.
Yeah.
And now that they've figured it out, you know, obviously like what we have is ideal if it worked, if there was no corruption, if there was none of these other bullshit things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
On paper, this is great. But obviously,
as soon as you have businesses that can buy their politicians, it's bad. It's bad again.
Yeah, they fucked.
There's like no system that actually works.
Right, 100%.
No system. That's one of the meta narratives in the Bible, is that no system works. Man with God doesn't work. Man by himself doesn't work. man by with ruled by their own families doesn't work. Then they have leaders and kings, doesn't work. Then we have priests and prophets, doesn't work. Then we have our democracies and like republics, whatever, with Greece and all them, doesn't work. Then we get dictators and we get warlords. It doesn't work, doesn't work, doesn't work. We have what we have, democratic republic, representative democracy, doesn't work. Then we have now we have corporatocracies, doesn't work. Then we're going to have one world leader, that doesn't work. Then Christ is going to come back, that doesn't even work. The second he brings evil back into the world and just goes, look, this is how evil you are. You're only doing good because I'm here. Soon as he introduces it back in, it's mayhem again. And he goes, see, I'm out. He nukes the whole place. But like, no system works, bro. Not one system works. People try to, and we talked about this way early in the podcast, like you cannot legislate morality. There's no amount of laws that you can make to get the bad out of you.
Yeah,
it's in you. You can suppress it, but then you're just suppressing it. And that's where you get like these underground, you know, these you got actual politicians. Look at them, dude. Look at freaking Anthony Weiner, bro. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Pelosi. They're legislating for people to be moral,
bro. Did you
while
see
committing the most heinous crimes?
Did you see Anthony Weiner on PBD?
I didn't see the full. I saw a clip of him like yelling about the Hillary Clinton body count, dude.
Gold, gold, man. I love that guy. Shout out to PBD. I hope they hear this. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. But it's like, dude, they're the worst. They're some of the worst people on the planet, and they're in the legislative position. So it's like, if that's not testimony enough that there's no system that's going to make everybody good, the people themselves who are making the laws are the most corrupt.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi would be like, oh, we would never insider trade like that. We'd never get rid of our ability to trade. That won't happen.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Oh, that was not Hunter Biden's cocaine. Okay. That place was hot. Loads of cameras. There's no way that people could have been there. Okay.
Bring on the flood. Bring on the next flood, right?
Oh, my God.
That's where we're at. But
what's next year? We do our election next year, don't we?
Yep.
Dude. Holy moly, dude. There's like 50 people running for the Republican Party. It's crazy.
You know.
What do you think, RFK, before we're done?
What do I think about RFK? Here's the thing, man. I think that he is, I'm hesitant to say this, but I think he's probably controlled opposition.
I don't know.
I want to believe. I like almost everything he says. I'm like, yeah, man, fuck, dude, this would be it. But here's the problem, man. I've heard him say it a couple of times. He mentioned in passing things like Wi-Fi radiation exposure, mm-hmm. right? Have you heard him say this before? Yeah. But he doesn't really get into it. So to me, somebody who knows, when I hear him say that initially, my ears perk up. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Here we go. Here's somebody who's actually going to talk about things that I think really matter, like 5G and Wi-Fi radiation exposure and like all these different things. And he just says it in passing and then moves right on into the fucking traps of Ukraine. And, you know, it's just like, and I get, you know, you're a politician, you're trying to run for president. You have to talk about these things because people are asking you about these things. These are things that most people care about. Most people don't care about like 5G and shit like that. But at the same time, like if you're really 100% true to yourself and you know these things, and I know he knows these things, right? And if he wants to stay 100% true to himself, right, then he needs to go 100% and speak the whole truth, right?
Think he'd get elected if he did that. I think
no, of course not. He's not gonna get elected anyways.
I know. Well, but he doesn't know that.
They will never let another candidate take that seat ever.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. But I think
he is controlled opposition, they still won't let him have the seat. Yeah,
We'll talk about it more next time. I think we're almost done here.
We got less than a minute.
Sweet. Well, it's good to be back, bro.
Good to be back.
We got to do it regularly.
Yeah, let's do it. Every, we won't tell them what day it is, but every day on this day that it is.
Sweet.
All right. All right, motherfuckers.
Thanks for watching.
Adios.